KCIM News Time with Chantel Grove. Good morning, Chantel.
Good morning, John. Good morning again, everyone. It would be highly unusual if our state legislators were not asked which tax bills will be approved in 2021. One Senate file proposes changes to funding of mental health, and questions about this arose at Saturday's Carroll County Chamber of Commerce Legislative Forum. District 6 Senator Craig Williams says he is both a yes and a no on different aspects of this bill.
So SF 587, the issue that I have is that we've got mental health being paid for on property taxes, right? And so I'm trying to think of how do you get a correlation between a cornfield and somebody's substance abuse issues in the county. And it's difficult for me to get that relationship going. So a lot of people say people taxes for people issues. So it should be paid for out of income tax and sales tax and not out of property tax. And I fundamentally agree with that.
On the other hand, changes would make the state responsible for funding.
How do you get local control and how do you make sure that all the local needs are taken care of? Where today, because it's on the taxpayer, the county supervisors and the regional people, they're kind of under the gun of local taxpayers to make sure that they use that money wisely. So I'm very much in support of getting it off of the property tax rolls. The only way I know to do that is to move it to the state. So from that standpoint, yeah, I'm in favor of it.
Williams adds, with mental health issues and needs increasing, he's not sure of any other way. District 12 House Representative Brian Best agrees.
Philosophically, it's fine. It does make sense. And we're always trying to do what we can to help with property tax relief in the state. If there was ever a time to do it, this might be about the time we need to start really thinking about it, because we do have the ability to do these things. There was a time up until this year in the past, this wasn't even considered really very viable just because of the amount of money that the state was taking in, and we weren't showing much growth. So to fork out over $100 million was a tough sell.
He echoes Williams' sentiments, saying the conundrum is how to use an increased allocation of state funding and maintain that local control. A way to maintain local control is necessary. Best says he's not in favor of any other aspect of the bill calling for removing the backfill to fund part of this. This, in addition to a few other points within the legislation, may complicate passage.
Removing of the backfill, I think we need to really be very careful. As of right now, I would not support it. One thing that this does do, which I think some folks will like and some folks will not like, is that it will change the way we look at the extra penny that we would charge on state sales tax. Because that's something that the governor was looking for, and then a lot of that was going to go towards mental health. 3/8 was going to go towards conservation and recreational things in Iowa. If we were to do that, this would really change how that would be looked upon too. So this is something that I am supportive of. And again, any complications, I think, probably could be worked out.
Williams agrees there are some stumbling blocks to getting this bill passed as is, and that it will require fine-tuning before going to the governor's desk.
The backfill is probably the biggest issue that's in there, and it's complicated. And quite honestly, I don't fully understand exactly what that means. I've been told that the total of the backfill from the state to counties and cities isn't that significant of a percentage of their budget, but at the same time, that's one area that I'm just not overly excited about, and I think the House is probably going to make some change to that.
Williams adds he's not sure why in the 2018 tax law changes triggers were included that lower taxes when the state's income level is above a certain amount. He's in favor of removing those. This bill and 3 or 4 other bills going to the House also include elimination of triggers. Carroll Broadcasting will bring you more from the final legislative forum of the year in upcoming newscasts. CEO of Western Iowa Networks, Jeff Royland, has been elected to serve as president of the Iowa Communications Alliance Board of Directors for the coming year. He recently spoke to ICA members for the first time as president during their virtual annual meeting and expo. He highlighted the ways the ICA has continued to be the voice of Iowa's communications companies during the pandemic and following the August derecho. These, he says, have elevated the need for future-proof networks in areas truly lacking good broadband. ICA member companies represent tens of thousands of miles of fiber optics across the state, and that number continues to climb every day as these companies continue to look for ways to bring more fiber networks online to serve Iowans who are relying on broadband now more than ever, he says. Roiland also highlighted the goals the past board was able to accomplish, such as the creation of a business development segment, expansion of legislative involvement, and advocacy through increasing regional and personal connections, as well as continued educational efforts. Roiland thanked the many volunteers who helped plan and carry out events throughout the year, as well as the ICA staff for all their hard work. Joining Roiland on the board are Marcy Berner from Webster Calhoun Cooperative Telephone as vice president, Tim Fennell from Danville Telecom as second vice president, and Levi Bapp of Huxley as communications as immediate past board president. And that's a look at your news. I'm Chantel Grove reporting.
Got to say a big thank you here. We just had one of our listeners call in, heard us talking about black licorice, which is totally awesome.
Yeah, I'm not.
They have over at Hickory Park in Ames a black licorice shake.
Yuck.
I am all over. That is going on the list. I am up Hickory Park next time in Ames.
No, thank you very much. You go alone.
Black licorice shake. That just sounds awesome.
It sounds awful.
Yeah, no.
Your teeth are going to be black. See, your tongue is going to be black. Your lips are going to be
black.
Expand
your horizons a little. Come on.
I have expanded them. I've tasted it. I'm not saying I don't like it because I haven't tried it.
You kind of are.
No, I have tried it, and I don't like it. There's a big difference.
Yeah. Black licorice shakes, people. I did not know this was a thing.
Yeah.
Now that I do, it's going to happen. I got a niece who is transferring over to Iowa State this next spring, next fall. And, yeah, that's going to be on the list.
Yeah,
we're hitting Hickory Park.
No, it never should have been a thing ever, ever.
Our thanks to our alert listeners sending us that vital information this morning.
That's not candy. It tastes like something that you get from the doctor.
No,
no,
not a chance. Again,
I think there's a lot of people out there
just
that agree
keep on. Like I tell my daughter, just keep on trying something. You learn to like it. You know, it was like mushrooms for her when she was a kid. Hated mushrooms, hated onions. Hated, now loves them both. So keep on trying it.
No,
it's 8:16. Some of us are positive and open minded this morning. Some of us
on that subject, I am not.
Well, thanks for the news update then anyway.
Well, you're welcome for that.
We got the news available on the website and the mobile app. Anytime you want it, download the mobile app for free at your app store just by searching KCIM.